Hello, Patriots. How are you today? It's April 19th, Tuesday. Okay, we're going to be trying to go over some things that we weren't able to cover before. The last episode that I did, I think I said some things that got it censored. And so I realize now that if you're using a platform that belongs to someone else, you know, you really don't have control over it. I also have blog.laurabella.com, and I can upload files and audio and radio shows and voice memos there. So I really thought that using Blog Talk Radio would be a good idea. But, you know, I hadn't had any problems with it in the previous years. But now I'm having problems, and it's because they want to use Firefox browser, and that's or Chrome, because both of them Google is able to spy on. And that's the honest truth. So that probably would get cut off too. So I don't care. You know, I'm just pretty much done having hassles from people who are in business because of people like me using their platforms. So. You're going to censor this? Fine. I don't really care anymore. So I'm going to go around the big tech parasites and spies out there who see what you're talking about and see if you have any good ideas that they can steal and see if you have any people who can, who are calling in and, saying wild things or making threats or whatever, so that they can track them down, in the best case scenario. But like when I had death bad, you're not famous and we don't care. And if I were you, I'd go, try to go off radar because someone's got it in for you. So, forgive me if I sound like I'm pissed off a lot. I have a lot of good reasons to be pissed off. One of the reasons that I am trying to do this is because I have been through the ringer. I know how hard it is to have a business. I know how you depend on other people to be decent and fair. And I also know how they want to, the shadow government, or you want to call it the cabal, all wants to mess with you. They can ruin you. And so I don't want other people going through what I have been through. So that partly I'm doing this for that reason. The other part of it is that I actually enjoy helping people. And the other reason is that if I just give up, then they have done more than just take the last 10 years of my life away and cause me troubles and problems and, fighting with family and fighting with, my spouse and all the other stuff that goes with when you have hardships and problems. But they also, they made it so that I couldn't get a job offer, even for a mediocre job. And part of that was because of the recession, but the other part of it was because I had been blacklisted. And I have absolutely no doubt about it. And I have verification from friends who, checked into it for me. So my whole reason behind trying to do this is to help other entrepreneurs. And I'm seeing to people that are actually trying to help other people. And they are also making money, but it also takes money to put on events and to line up vendors and security and do the ticket selling and all the other stuff that's involved with events. They make it very problematic to have a business nowadays unless you are in the in-track, and then they give you a free ride, give you lots of free advertising, TV ads, the whole nine yards. So the time to free America, time to save America, Reawaken America Tour, whatever you want to call it, the Thrive Time Show, they're at least trying to do what I had, tried to do myself in September 11th, 2021, and get local businesses and vendors and people together so that they could learn and laugh and share and listen and network and socialize, because you know, having California being on lockdown for nearly 2 years, it wrecked people's lives and it wrecked their businesses. And you know, maybe you didn't see it or feel it because you have some government job, like 73% of the population has something to do with government jobs now. So they don't feel it when the economy shrinks and when building and job hiring goes down the tubes. But a lot of people, especially college kids, are hurting. They're in debt up to their eyeballs from going to colleges run by communists, Marxists, and scum of the earth perverts. Yeah, they are. And then they get out of college and they can't find a job, or they get a job as a barista at Starbucks. You know, Starbucks wants to have all these Starbucks cafes because they want to have it unionized employees, and those unionized employees will vote the way they say. And in my opinion, one of the easiest things you can do to try to help alleviate, well, I shouldn't put it this way, to put Starbucks out of business, because, you know, remember, Starbucks is the company that said that they didn't want to have conservatives and Republicans as employees, and it's run by a real whack job communist globalist. And yes, that's my opinion, and I'm allowed to have an opinion still in America. And he demonized Trump supporters, and he said he didn't want our business, so don't give him your business. And make the damn coffee at home and save a lot of money, because instead of spending $5 a day and waiting in line for coffee that you don't know what's in it, if you catch my drift, you don't know what's in it. Grind your own coffee and serve yourself. Another indication one of the reasons why I'm very anti-Starbucks is because they make it so impossible to open their bags without having the coffee go flying all over the place. And that is intentional, okay? They could make those bags open easily, but they don't, because they want you to spill the coffee so you have to go buy some more. And they also enjoy screwing with people, because these people are demonic. Look at their logo. It's a demonic symbol, okay? So I've said it, and I don't care. Come after me. I mean, I know what you can do more to me than what you've already done, but, you know, you already have you already are targeting me as it is, so, you know, go for it. So I would suggest that you, like, try coffee, tea, and bean, or, like, Seattle's Best. I think that's a good coffee. There's Wide Awake Coffee. There's a lot of other coffees out there, ones that even Alex Jones sells coffee. But at least the bags open nicely, and it's actually very fresh coffee, and you're not supporting a company like Starbucks that absolutely loathes people on the right. I mean, they just want zombies for employees and zombies for customers, because they don't even care that they're going to lose, you know, 90 million people business by insulting us. So they don't want our business. Don't give it to them, people. And you also, in the process, will save a lot of money by brewing your own coffee. You can get the coffee pot maker for like 20, 30 bucks. You know, you buy a bag of coffee for $6 at the grocery store, and guess what? You have at least a week's worth of coffee. So, come on. That's one way we can fight back. And there's other companies out there now trying to figure out ways to I don't want to say put, you know, the globalists out of business, but it's about us going, what I called years ago on one of my radio shows that I did here, I called it going John Galt, because, you know, the mom and pop stores, the people who had, you know, passed down, you know, lumber businesses and cafes and, you know, wallpaper stores, you know, just mom and pop small businesses, they all really got destroyed with this plandemic shutdown. But, you know, somehow it was okay to go into Walmart and Target and into Costco and Home Depot and that kind of stuff. So they decided, the globalists, who was going to be successful. And you take away even 15-20% of the business from other businesses and you direct it towards, you know, your chosen, you know, top 10, like Amazon or Walmart, then suddenly, you know, you've got a bigger share of the market, but you've also eliminated your competition. So what this whole plandemic was so diabolical, and it had to come from Satan, because only Satan would be so evil and cruel to inflict such pain and suffering. So that's one thing that I wanted to get into, is that when I was at the Time to Free America event, which General Flynn was at, and Eric Trump, and some of the frontline doctors, as well as Jim Brewer and the comedian, a bunch of other people, a lot of great vendors as well. But one of the vendors was the fella who wrote the book I keep talking about, America 101, by Pastor Shane Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-N, of First Harvest Ministries, and he co-wrote it with Kathy Shanyana Connolly. I think I said her name incorrectly, but I'm sorry. But he also was promoting something I didn't know anything about, which was a Facebook group called Buy Walmart, but not buy like buy, B-U-Y, buy like B-Y-E, like bye-bye. So buy, B-Y-E, B-Y-E, Walmart, and that's the Facebook group. And what he's advocating is that a 30 to 50% discount given off your total monthly purchase if you purchase or if you choose to become a preferred Patriot shopper. And that means that you transfer at least $70 of your monthly household shopping budget from Walmart or Amazon to the, it's called the Patriot Buyers Club. And it's hard to make the switch, you would think, but one of the volunteer worker bees at Toto's Landing will contact you for a phone appointment. I also see that Scott McKay is trying to do something similar. He calls his Operation Tomahawk, which is to, you know, chop off the you know, the big box stores. So maybe it's the same thing. But, you know, I have been so busy I haven't had a chance to look into it, but it's about your regular shopping that you do every month instead of getting products that are on made in China and funnel in to department stores here. You end up having it go to U.S.-made manufacturers, which ties into what I've been pushing for a long time, which is made in the USA products, which is one of the reasons why I originally got into business, started doing soy candles, trying to help the soy farmers. But also it ties into what Mike Lindell is trying to do, which is bringing manufacturing back to America. America used to have great furniture and textile industry and, you know, jeans and everything from steel to lumber to products made with other materials, glass and stained glass. And like we had the best artisans because a lot of people from Europe had immigrated over here to do stone masonry work and to do building of bridges, building of buildings. I mean, my grandpa came from Germany before Hitler came to power, and he got employed right away as a bricklayer, and he helped build the Empire State Building. He worked for the Grace Kelly Estate. He did a bunch of really projects, and it was because he was a really master stone mason. He wasn't a mason. He was a stonemason, a bricklayer. So we ended up with a really good, I mean, America was really thriving and doing extremely well, and they couldn't figure out why. It was because of the people that were here, hardworking people, good, decent, Christian, salt-of-the-earth type of people. And there was Jews, too, and I'm sure there was Buddhists and other religions. But it was we are a Christian nation, founded by Christians, built by Christians. And if you don't like that, too bad. Go someplace else. It was actually mainly Protestants that were escaping religious persecution from the unholy Catholic Church. And I can say that because I'm married to a guy who was raised Catholic, an altar boy. And I know that it's not the Catholic people. It's the upper management that is the problem. Anyway, so the other good part about the Patriots Buying Club is that you divert your household expenses that you're already spending money on, but you put it towards the featured companies, the featured manufacturers, the featured businesses that are like-minded. When I say like-minded, I don't mean that they, you know, agree with everything that you believe and think, and that they, you know, they might not even be that they, I mean, I'm sure that it'd be like unlikely that they're, you know, Satanists or, you know, perverts, but, you know, these are people, companies that have been vetted. So you divert your money there. Plus, on top of it, you are agreeing to send a portion of your purchases to conservative college, to their conservative college. And I have to find out what that's all about, but I'm mentioning it because there are, you know, really good people who have put their brains to this. Like, I saw it, but I couldn't figure out how to get there. There's people who have figured out how to get there. And because I don't have the clout, and because I don't have, you know, I know famous people, but I can't call them up and say, hey, you know, would you like to, you know, loan me or be a partner in this business venture I have an idea about, and, you know, it only takes about maybe 25,000. You can be part of it. Like, I can't do that. Plus, I have a husband to worry about because he's, you know, I try to do what the Bible says and, you know, listen to what my husband says and not to say, well, I don't care what you want to do. I'm going to do this. You know, so I have other people to account myself to. So this is something that I'm doing because I know it's the right thing to do. But on top of it, it helps smaller businesses to get seen. And that's the other part of this that I think you'll be interested in learning more about. When I was younger, I tried home-based businesses because I had gone through a traumatic event with an earthquake, and I wanted to be really, we were buried alive back in 1994, and I wanted the Northridge earthquake, and I wanted to be close to my kids because I didn't have anyone here that, I didn't even know anyone here at that time in California. So I looked into small businesses and home-based businesses, and so I tried a lot of home-based businesses. And it's really difficult to get going unless you have a lot of friends and family that will support you. And for whatever reason, you know, the distance, my family being on the East Coast and all around the world, and my husband's being in Europe and Australia, I didn't get any support from family for my business ventures. The only person that tried to help me was my big brother's wife, and yeah, for that I'm very grateful. She did try to help me and give me business and referrals, but that was it. Nobody else could care less that I was trying to get a small business going. So it is really difficult, but I had tried a company called Melaleuca, which a lot of people have heard of. You know, a lot of people out there have done Herbalife. I've never done that, but, you know, they have products. Yeah, there's a lot of different things that are out there, but there are companies that way before it was even popular were making natural products, like in the Melaleuca model. Their idea is that you commit to spending your money with them, and you you don't get to say, well, I'm going on vacation, so I don't need anything this month. You know, they want you to make a bulk order, a commitment order every month. And so, sometimes that's hard, especially if it's like $150 that it works out to, because they break it down with like point system. I think it is Young America, and there's other companies out there that do the same kind of thing. And to be frank, a lot of them are started by Mormons because they have so many people in, that they can connect to. But I think Young Life is the other one that was very popular. And doTERRA, same kind of thing. You know, there's people who are doing really, really fantastic with that, and then they have other people who, are just spending money every month and feeling good about the products they're using, but you're not actually making any money at. So these home-based businesses, they do have compensation plans, and they tell you what it can be. And I did Jafra, which was a company that was in L.A., a skincare product line. I've tried Avon. Like, I did a lot of different things trying to get a business going. And, all I can say is that if it's the right business and you feel good about it, you'll be successful. And the one that I was talking about, Melaleuca, I thought their products were really good, but they were pretty pricey. And they spent a lot of time on educating people about the products, about what's in your, your typical dishwasher detergent has all kinds of chemicals in it and bleach and all those things that's getting on your dishes. They spend a lot of time trying to make you realize that, if something has a chemical in it, you're putting it on your body. Your body is a big sponge. It's absorbing it. Why do you think cancer and breast cancer and lymph node cancer is higher than it's ever been? It's because of the personal care products, especially for women in the underarm deodorant department. So I understand this, and I knew about it 15, 20 years ago when I, first was trying these natural products. So it is important to try to put your money where your mouth is. It doesn't mean that you have to necessarily make it as a business, but even just making the decision to not give your money to companies that are outside of the U.S. making products that you don't know what's in it, that makes sense. Like I have asked Gentle Giants to be a sponsor for my show because I really like their products. That's a company that's run by the guy who played Bruce Ward on Batman series, and they make they adopt dogs. They've adopted a lot of dogs, and they all seem to have a longer life because they were able to develop a dog food product line that seems to help dogs live longer. And I started using that dog food because about, I don't know, maybe 2 months before my other collie, Beauregard, got a humongous tumor on him. I was told by someone on Facebook that the dog food companies were using animals that had been euthanized in it. And, just like you heard of mad cow disease, there was an outbreak of cancer rates going up in pets. And the only thing that you could tie it to was that these are either putting chemicals in the food, or they're using tainted meat, or they're using euthanized dogs and cats. I mean, it's okay for a dog to eat chicken or beef, but it's not okay for a dog to eat its own kind, okay? That's what happened with the mad cow disease in England. They were giving cow remains to the herds, and the herds started going crazy. And the disease affected their brains and made them become erratic in their behavior and unable to stand up. And it was really horrific what went down. So with that said, I am all for trying to buy natural products. And ideally, if they're made in America, that's better, because think about a package of something that you see on a shelf. There's flexible packaging involved. And I worked for a flexible packaging manufacturer when I was a young girl. And I know what's involved in the steps of producing a a label or a carton or a package for a product. So there's that involved. There's the designer. You employ people by designing the product and the logo and the design, how to make it so that it ships and stays, intact, boxes that go around it, that the product goes inside. I mean, there's all kinds of things that are involved with bringing manufacturing back to America that could actually, make us number one again instead of allowing China and other countries that hate our guts to destroy us. So, if you request it and I send you more information on how you become part of the Patriot Buying Club, I don't even have all the details yet. I just know that it's a really good idea. And I also know that it's sometimes easier to do business with people you know or friends. Like if your sister-in-law says, I really love this skincare product, it's so wonderful, you're more likely to try it than if you're walking out of a store and somebody with a little, table and a umbrella says, hey, I'm selling, ABC cream, would you like to buy some? It's more likely that you'll buy a brand name if it's one that's advertised a lot. But you could have a really wonderful product and you don't have the advertising budget to promote it and talk about it, so nobody knows about your product. I mean, there's so many products that are being created right now with natural ingredients, sunflower seed oil and rosehip oil and CBD oil and all kinds of exceptional products that actually do what they say they do. And there's lots of different sources and places that you can sell them on. And Red Pill Living is one. My Patriot Supply. The list is huge. Alex Jones even has a Washington's Reserve for his CBD oil collection. And he has other, he's affiliated with other suppliers for emergency food preparation and all the things that go into, the things that you use every day to, like what I'm doing, which was, beautiful products made to make people happy, like flowers and keepsakes and personalized gifts and all that kind of stuff. So, I get where this Patriot Buying Club is going. And, I know Scott McKay has Operation Tomahawk, which is, might be the same thing or along the same order. But, people are becoming very creative because they know what's coming, which is that companies there'll be only the chosen big companies left, and all the smaller ones will go under. And then that's another thing that, whether you know it or not, what they did to Alex Jones was they went after his sources for his products, and his products that are unusual, like nascent iodine and other things that are in them that you don't just get them off the shelf. And so they went after his supply line so that it would shut down his his main products that he used to keep his business going, because he has a huge operation with employees and on the ground reporters, as well as humongous expense for servers, and he has to pay for the usage of the airwaves. So, there's reasons why he tries to have a InfoWars store, because those products, the gear, the T-shirts, and all that help support his company and helps him to be fully employed. So that kind of ties into what I wanted to talk about in relation to wineries and breweries. I'm going to put some music on and take a little break, and we'll come back and we'll be talking about that next. All right, thanks for waiting. Okay, so we were going to talk about breweries and wineries and small businesses. And I did want to talk about a local event that's going on that I think you're going to want to go to. Now, the thing with having local businesses, it's great if you are on their mailing list and you find out about them, or you happen to be driving by on a errand and you know, oh, look at there, there's something going on. But for the most part, in my experience, companies just don't have the advertising budget anymore to be in magazines or, you know, the free guides that you pick up outside the food store, and definitely not on radio or on TV, and I have bought radio and TV ads, so I know what I'm talking about. So that's partly what this Lori and company is supposed to be doing once things get really ironed out and smooth, is, you know, to be promoting businesses. And I don't even, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, that I'm going to be able to make a living at it. I just know that it's the right thing to do, and at the same time, it helps my show and it helps my business. And so that's the decision that I have made. I'm also considering becoming a not-for-profit or nonprofit or 501c3 or all the other ones that are out there that the government gets their nose into, because I want to be able to collect donations for the rescued kids to go to Rawhide Ranch. I mean, he could also take donations as well, but I think that when you're trying to promote something to other people, you know, what I do now is I just say donate directly to them. But it would be nice if we could try to help, you know, specific kids, because as it is, as I mentioned in one of the other shows, the Rawhide Ranch was shut down for over a year and a half. And, you know, can you imagine just having your income just totally, you know, evaporate? But then on top of it, they've always had, you know, a pretty good waiting list. And they have different programs. They work with the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts. And I just think that they're super great people. And they have not asked me to do this. And I do this because it's the right thing to do. But, you know, now that they have a waiting list because they got off schedule with Governor Gavin Newsom, shutting down the camp for such a long time, but yet Governor Newsom's, I think it's a tasting bar, Fat Jack's or Plump Jack's, that stayed open, and he's, you know, went out for fancy meals. That was fine. He, you know, he did what he wanted to do, but he shuts down a kids camp. I mean, how creepy can you get? So my point for telling you that is, so Rawhide Ranch has a waiting list, but they also have, when you have kids that are willing to come with groups like reunions or, you know, like the Girl Scouts, like I mentioned. It's also kind of hard to have space and the extra tutors and teachers for, and, you know, counselors, camp counselors, for kids that are in need of going to a nature camp, a summer camp. And when I say that, I mean like kids who have been kidnapped and sold into sex slavery, kids that have been, you know, physically and mentally abused, you know, kids that have had their whole childhood robbed from them because of evil people. So my heart is, I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I was like, well, the only way I can help these kids is if I can give them money myself. But if I'm not making enough money to be able to pay my own bills plus sponsor kids, then that becomes a problem. So that's probably why, even though I don't want to do a 501c3, because I think that, you know, when you get the government involved, it becomes a problem. I have helped raise some money, donations for Rawhide Ranch, but it's nothing to, you know, toot my horn about. You know, I, you know, gave it because it was given at the event and, you know, documented it and gave it, but it, you know, it was nothing to, you know, talk about, put it that way. I mean, I would love to be able to be, oh, I raised, you know, $1 million for this foundation or whatever. Like, I don't have an ego, and it's not that I want to do it so I can be, you know, patted on the back. It's more that I don't know how to, I'm not understanding how I can, you know, do what I think I would like to do and should do, and then, you know, still make ends meet. So that's partly why I'm telling you that, because with the Patriots Buying Club I was telling you about, besides the emphasis of, you know, buying made in the U.S. products and natural products that don't have chemicals that hurt us and all that kind of stuff, besides that, when you become a member of the club, you agree to send a portion of your purchases to our conservative college, which I'm not sure which one that is that they are talking about. This is from the First Harvest Ministry. So, you know, maybe it's Liberty University or Hillsdale, which was Ronald Reagan's favorite college. I'm not sure where it is, but, you know, obviously if it's a conservative college, then, you know, you have a chance of actually having the next generation not be, you know, brainwashed anarchists and looters and rioters and killers and, you know, people who push abortion and drugs and, you know, drag time, story time on kids and all that other crap that these whack jobs are doing. And that's what they are. They're whack jobs, okay? So stop being nice about it. Just call it what it is. Say what it is. All right, so I'm going to go over this event that's, I think, going to be great. I'm just trying to find the flyer on it, because then I can just tell you about it rather than trying to remember all the details. It's going to be a 3-day event, and I think that you'll want to be there. I do want to mention that there's two videos that I think you should look at. One is called The Plot to Steal America, which is on YouTube, The Plot to Steal America. And the other one is it's on UGETube, which stands for Utah Gun Exchange Tube. That video is called Doctors Around the World Issue Dire Warning, Do Not Get the COVID Vaccine If You Value Your Health. And there's something also, quite a few of those actually, on YouTube. YouTube is not under censorship because it's their own servers and it's their own site. So they don't have things, you know, being taken down by the watchers, put it that way, the shadow government. So if you want to know about what's happening with COVID and what they're discovering and what these doctors from frontline doctors, thousands of doctors and lawyers are trying to get out there to the public, look for it on YouTube, UGETube, so UGETube.com. And there's quite a few, but one of them is Doctors Around the World Issue Dire Warning, and the other one that I want you to look at is Fall of the Cabal, and that's from in the Disclosure Library channel. All right, so moving on, I do think that you are aware that I'm a big wine and beer fan, and I know some people who are religious think that, you know, it's a bad idea to talk about alcohol, but you know, I feel like if God gave us the ability to make wine and beer and mead, which is made out of honey, all these, you know, wonderful things, you know, then you know, as long as it's done in moderation, there's nothing to be apologizing for. And I really like wine and beer because when they're made from a brewery or a craft brew place or a winery, there's a lot of moving parts to it. Like, for example, the place we like to go, Wilson Creek up in Temecula, they always have music going on. They always have events, you know, parties, weddings, reunions, anniversaries, celebrations. You know, I just think it's like a happy place. And I mean, maybe because I have grown up away from my family out here on the East Coast by myself or on the West Coast by myself, you know, I just think it's like going to a party when every time I've been up there. But it's also a very good vibration. And they employ a lot of people, plus they're growing the grapes, and they are providing a social environment, which is good for everyone's morale, obviously. and the same with the breweries. It's not the same as going to a tavern and, you know, kicking back and having a beer. You know, it's a different type of thing where you're actually tasting and learning about wines, learning how they make it, the steps that are involved, the different types of things that are involved in it. So I find it really educational and nice, but on top of it, I also think that it helps your local economy. So I highly recommend it. Now, the local event that's going on is at the Brick and Barn, and that's a place in Valley Center, and it's on the 22nd, and I'm just looking for the flyer on it so I can tell you more about it. But that actually is going to be having dog adoption going on. It's going to be having workshops and creative stuff happening. And they also have the vendors that are coming. And they usually have music. And that Brick and Barn is on Miller Road in Valley Center. But it was originally the person who was the spokesperson for Betty Crocker. It's that estate. And it has a brick house and a 100-plus-year-old barn on it, and that's what made it famous. I think if you've listened to the past episodes, the Eleanor Roosevelt had a summer place out here on Lilac Ranch, and there's all kinds of horse stallion breeding places, and the movie stars like John Wayne and Gary Cooper and Steve Reeves and June Allison, a lot of other people had their ranches out here because it helped them to, their contracts, so they had to be within 3 miles of L.A. to report in for work. And by being out here, they were still within 3 hours of L.A., but it gave them time to get there so that they didn't have to, you know, be right down the street and come in every beck and call of the studios, which apparently back in the 1940s and 50s when the movie industries were really getting going, apparently they were pretty demanding, and that's partly why I believe the I think that's why they moved them out farther away, because they wanted to make it but they didn't have to you know, be so close by to the studios in L.A. I don't know whether you know it, but on a side note, the very demonic structure that was in L.A. was recently closed. Some people call it a portal. And, you know, if you've ever been to L.A. and you pick up on this very dark, you know, feeling, it's because there's a lot of Satanists there. And, you know, I'm sorry if you don't like hearing that, but that's true. So when we talk about the brick and barn, it's they're not asking me to do that either. I'm doing it because they're trying to help small businesses. And so I'll be putting the link and the information to their event that's coming up. And then I think that you'll be happy to, you know, at least, you know, swing by and take a look at it, because I know that they put a lot of effort into them, for one thing, but the other part of it is that not many companies, not many venues out there are trying to help small businesses. And, you know, as you know, I was going to be doing this myself, having workshops and having events held at our property. But unfortunately, with COVID, that became a problem. Plus, we had so many things that needed to be repaired and done here. So it wasn't like I could just go ahead and do it. It was, you know, we were a work in progress. And then on top of it, we didn't want to have people here. And that was a problem because he did, you know, the reason we, you know, we're going to do that is that was part of our plan. But a lot of things happened, and, you know, he's just, you know, much more, I suppose COVID really had a big effect. But then he lost his friends, a couple of his close friends, and his big sister who he adored, and it just, you know, changed his attitude about things. So anyway, this brick and barn, it's on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th from 9 to 5, and they're celebrating all things mom and Mexican culture during the April show. They're calling it Cinco de Mother's Day, and it's being held at the Betty Crocker Estate. They've got a barn full of antiques and treasures. Plus, they're going to have food, crafts, workshops, dog adoptions, and more. And they're asking you to come between 3 and 5. So they're going to have Smoke and Fool Barbecue. He's going to be there on Friday from 10 to 3. And he's doing tri-tip. and Cucina de la Desma. They're going to be serving authentic Mexican barilla tacos and sandwiches. And there's a company called Fizz N, F-I-Z-Z letter N. And I've actually spoken to this gal who owns this company, and she's super nice. Anyway, it's going to be there all 3 days, and she has artisan coffees and nitro cold brew flavored with house-made syrups. This confectionally yours. It's a doggy bakery. They have stuff. I don't know whether you can still. All right, that came on automatically, and I wasn't expecting it. I apologize. That was from Doctors Around the World. It's a dire warning. That's on YouTube, so please check that out. I think that you'll want to learn more about that. And there's also a lot of information on my Getter feed, GETTR.com, Lori Parrish, and also Laura Bella. And also on Frank's Beach, there's interviews that have been done with, in particular, Dr. Bruce Ardis, A-R-D-I-S, and other doctors are speaking up. But Dr. Ardis is a chiropractor, but he spent 4 months trying to figure out what's going on, and what he's found is pretty darn shocking. So, you know, please do your own homework. I'll link it to make it easier because it's about getting everyone to wake up quickly so that we can work together to end this nightmare. Okay, so finishing up on the event coming up on the 22nd of April at the Brick and Barn on Miller Road in Valley Center. So they have this lash lift and lounge. They also have... it's about natural lashes by loosening and lifting each individual lash, and then the tinting that they do to it makes it thicker and darker, and it lasts for quite a while, and it's like $75 to $100 depending on what you select. But, you know, feeling good about the way you look makes a difference in your attitude, so I think that's something to look into. And then the workshop is candle making and plate decorating. That's on the 23rd between 10:30 and 12:30. They are going to have, it's, you know, Mother's Day, but I think that they're going to be doing more of those in the future. They make a really great candle there right now at the Brick and Barn. And she has a gal who exclusively pours candles for the Brick and Barn. Let's see, Huckleberry Chris and Betty Crocker, coffee cake, Make-A-Wish birthday cupcake smell candles. scented, I should say, not smell, mint julep, lavender ice cream, maple bar. So that's going to be from 10:30 to 12 on the 23rd. Indigo Dye Workshop, that's D-Y-E. Carrie, the owner of Saint Swoon, who will walk you through the steps of indigo dyeing. You will learn various shibori techniques and folding and binding the fabric to create a resistance. And then everyone gets a turn dipping their creation into the indigo vat, pulling it out to oxidize, and then binding it to reveal the pattern. So it's kind of like tie-dye, you know, what the hippies were doing out here in California way back in the 50s. I mean, believe it or not, when my grandmother got married in 1926 or something, because my mom was born in 29, so I think it was around 1925, my grandma and her husband, who was a lot older than she, they drove all the way from the East Coast out to California, and my grandmother said that the roads were all dirt and that there weren't any highways, there weren't any buildings. I mean, if you want to see what this part of California was like, go down to Newman's, the big Victorian in Carlsbad. That used to be a landmark because there wasn't anything else around, and it was a huge Victorian sticking out by the ocean. So, you know, as I said in the past, this revival that we're going to go through, and that what Mike Lindell has also seen and I have seen, and so many others like Mark Taylor, and I know that's true. I just would like to be, you know, be able to be part of it. It went from east to west, but it's going to go, that's how our country was settled when America was built, but now this is going to go from west to east, and then it's going to go out like branches of a tree or roots of a plant in all directions. And that is going to be the second coming of Christ, because everyone's going to know and be seeking God and wanting God to be in them, to dwell inside them. And that's what the beautiful thing is, but it seems like it's pulling teeth to get there, but we're going to get there if we just stick together, folks. And that's not wishful thinking. That's just, I've seen it, and so many other people have too. So at that same event at the Brick and Barn Earth Day celebration, Sustainability Tour and Butterfly Workshop. That's on Sunday, April 24th, 10:30 to 12:30. So this, as I said, it's a three-day thing and something going on every day. During that two-hour workshop, you'll tour the native land surrounding the Betty Crocker Estate. And, sorry, I had to take a sip of water. And learn about the sustainability practices integrated on-site, including solar power, gardening for consumption, low-water landscaping, line drying, and more. You'll discover host plants that will lure butterflies and learn about those that are invasive. Stephanie will introduce you to the butterfly of the month, the western swallowtail, the plant of the month, the willowy mint, and will guide you through building your very own micro butterfly habitat. This month, you'll be using a 3-quart can that has been upcycled from the local high school. Once used for vegetables, but you'll be using it for this workshop, you can even decorate your butterfly habitat with fabric and embellishments that are remnants from LA designers. We love to recycle and upcycle, and that is a cost of $40. The gal who runs the Brick and Barn is a event planner and designer, and she's connected. And that's why I have no problem, passing the baton to her, because she knows what she's doing, and I've spoken with her, and we've been there as a family, and I know they're good people. In fact, I would love to get to know them better. There's also the Dreamcatcher Workshop. That's Sunday, April 24th. 1:30 to 3:30. Join Stephanie for Wings of Change for a Dreamcatcher workshop. With family roots connecting her to an Indian tribe, Stephanie takes great pride in her heritage and will share insight on the Native American culture and traditions. The workshop will start with a brief walking tour where you'll learn about the local Native Americans that lived in Valley Center. Several archaeological sites, specifically Metate milling stones around the Betty Crocker estate, give evidence of habitation sites. Stephanie will give a brief overview of the five Indian reservations within the Valley Center area, the Pala, the Palma, the Rincon, the La Jolla Indians, and the San Pascual Indians. And when we first came down here to San Diego from L.A. area, we lived near the San Pascual, by the Wild Animal Park, and it was San Pascual. San Pascual is where our kids went to school. And it was a famous battle there with the San Pascual Indians. Anyway, before you learn about the practice and craft of dream catchers, they'll be showing you all that. And the talented artisan will guide you through the process of making your very own dream catcher by integrating beads and peacocks and other sacred items into the hoop and woven web. Your dream catchers will make a great Mother's Day gift to protect your mom from nightmares and bless her with positive dreams. That's a cost of $40. Dream catchers are supposed to help you sleep better because it stops you from having fitful dreams. Now, sometimes when God's trying to communicate with you, he will give you dreams. And, you know, I've been through this where I was being shown things, and I'm not a person that's always been, you know, having a lot of dreams or nightmares for that matter. And so it was very disturbing to me when these things started happening, these very vivid dreams. And pay attention to your dreams is what I'm trying to say. But Dreamcatcher has, you know, a lot of people do feel like they make a difference in the, it's not just an Indian folklore. Okay, so they've got a barn full of antiques. Here's a teaser on some of the things that you'll find in the barn when you come to this event. And they try to do an event every month. So, you know, if you can't make it to this one, please try to check out the next one. They have garden arbor benches, primitive cabinets, a small Western trunk that's artist signed, and it's covered in steer hide. Vintage cast iron garden torches, metal globe, armillary, an antique Kellogg candlestick phone, Western Electric 202 and 302 phones, brass artillery shell, trench art, vintage milk glass shaker sets, antique stenciled blanket trunk, rustic topiaries, bentwood chairs, concrete outdoor pedestal, wall and fountains that are vintage. I actually bought a wall fountain and a cement basket planter from them a while ago. All kinds of Adirondack chairs. I mean, the list is huge. School maps, a Fenton Lily of the Valley fairy lamp, painted dressers, rustic garden decor, storage chest, storage bench, tobacco baskets, wooden crosses from Mexico, antique bed frame, deco things. I mean, it's extensive. And so that's the 22nd. The 23rd, the 24th, from 9 to 5. The crowd is expected during the day more, so if you want to, you know, not be there when there's a lot of people, then you might want to try more like 3 to 5. And that's at 29200 Miller Road. And the pet adoption, I think that's Sunday. Let me just double check. Just want to double check in case that's really what you're interested in. So between the workshops, oh, the doggy adoptions are Sunday, April 24th from 3 to 5. And the San Diego Humane Society is going to be sharing their photos of the dogs. I think it's just dogs. There's also, I forgot to mention, Pike's Pantry. They're offering a range of products, including applesauce and jams and barbecue products. And that's a guest artisan. And Tiger Island Kids is vintage-inspired kids' clothing that's ethnically sourced and integrates fun textiles with a tailored fit. And there's also the Well-Dressed Chicken, which is diffuser oils and ceramic diffusers and portable fire bowls, and so they have a lot of Mother's Day gift. Buckeye leather, handcrafted leather bracelets, bags, totes, clutches, belts, journal covers, wallets, sunglass cases, keychains, custom orders available. The Studio Rock Shop has air plants, which this gal is really nice too. I know, I haven't talked to her. She has, her husband is a musician. And travel a lot. They have rock crystals and fresh cut flowers to go, and long lasting protea. Protea is a plant that is very popular out here, and it's popular because it doesn't take a lot of water and it lasts a long time in bouquets. So if you're thinking about using your land to grow something that might give you some extra money, I really suggest protea and maybe baby's breath as fillers. And Fiona's Pottery, stunning mugs, plates, vases, and other handcrafted ceramics. Think about it. If you have Mother's Day coming up soon, that you could get your shopping done, but you also are helping small businesses. And, you know, when you buy something at you know, the department stores or, the, you know, box stores, you're helping China, and you know, China has not been very good to us. And I have a lot of Asian family members, friends, so I'm not anti-Asian. I'm just anti-communist China and what, you know, how they do things. So, if, you know, for you have people putting down America when they have slave camps in China and organ harvesting going on is ridiculous. I mean, here you have Imar Omar, whatever her name is, with the turban on her head, who, you know, is a Muslim, which is fine, but she made a comment about people singing songs about Jesus on a plane recently. People just spontaneously started singing praise to God and Jesus, and she made a comment about, you know, how would you like if we Muslims had a prayer break out on a plane. Well, they do that. They shut down whole streets in Europe to have Muslim noonday prayers, whatever they're called, you know, pray to Mecca. So, you know, they do disturb Christians, and they do their call to don't get me started. Okay, I'm saying that we are too nice and too tolerant, and that woman in Congress, Imar, whatever her name is, should, you know, count her blessings that she's in America, because she would be stoned to death in her own country. So don't you dare put down our country, you ungrateful witch. And it's a W-I-T-C-H. You're a witch. You're an evil woman. Anyway. So Fiona's Pottery has stunning mugs and plates and vases and other handcrafted ceramics. Birdie Scardy has handmade birdhouses and hand-painted cow skulls on display and in the barn. And Hempy Girl Organics has soaps, bath bombs, mini shower steamers, wrinkle rewind cream, lotions, oils, balms, and other holistic must-haves. And this gal, I've seen her stuff. It's Bonham Handcraft. She has the most beautiful jewelry and nature-inspired creations with interesting stones and turquoise and hair accessories and rings and necklaces and bracelets. And she's super nice. I like her a lot. And that pretty well covers the list that's coming so far. I'm sure there'll be additions. And that's, again, the Brick and Barn. There are Cinco de Mother's Day, and that's on April 22nd, 23rd, and 24th from 9 to 5. And I hope that you can go because they are great people. Now, I wanted to go into, I covered the other day about the spiritual gifts, but my segment didn't get uploaded for some reason. But I don't know whether you're aware of this, but the reason I keep pushing the spiritual gifts, I have posted it on blog.laurabella.com, is because we really do need to learn more about what our special gifts are, because then we can utilize them to help others. But it's also because it's a way to connect you to other people with the same or complementary gifts. Because if you know, like say you go to a church to have your spiritual gifts analysis done, they're doing it more because they realize that it is important to, you know, have a idea of these things. They might say, you know, it's so funny, you know, you are having the gift, you're testing that you have the gift of prophecy. Well, so-and-so also has that. And, you know, maybe both working together can, you know, do good things and, you know, help each other or to interpret what you're seeing or whatever. But as an example, Kim Clement, I think he was from South Africa originally, or maybe Australia. I always forget which one it was. He had a lot of predictions, and he's the one that predicted Trump would be president, that we would have two presidents, because right now we have a legal president, which is Biden, but Trump is actually the one that won. But they, you know, using lawfare, the legalese, you know, insert it quickly through certifying a bogus election results. Biden, and I say Biden on purpose. He's a very wicked man and incompetent as well. And his wife is not a doctor. She has a degree in some, you know, gymnastics or some, you know, physical ed or something. I mean, she's not an MD. She's just his caretaker and diaper changer. You know, they really think that people are just going to accept that, you know, he's the one that's in charge. He's not, and supposedly it's being worked on, but in the meantime, we have to put up with superinflation and loss of more jobs and all the other stuff that's going on. So if you want to know more about that, I would just say the easiest thing to do is go to frankspeech.com, because he's trying to keep track of all that and showing the results and showing what went down and trying to make people realize that, you know, it's totally legitimate to question results when there's discrepancies and clear problems and obvious misconduct going on, and even, you know, changing the rules halfway through and, you know, creating a plandemic so you could have an excuse to shut down the economy and then put masks on everyone so that when they're going to, you know, drop off these bogus ballots, that they have their faces covered, and you have the election center workers' faces covered. It's all on video, but, you know, their faces are covered to give them anonymity, but we know who they are. And there's also watermarking of the ballots that was done. So they were warned not to do it, and they did it anyway because they were so desperate to keep the little fiefdom, and also because they would go to prison for what they've been doing, which includes horrible, horrible things that most people don't even want to think about, alone see. I unfortunately have seen them, so it wears on me. Like, you know, what they said a long time ago, once you see it, you cannot forget it, you cannot sleep, and it becomes like a compulsion. And that's the thing with LT of And We Know and Melissa of FreedomForce.live and so many other patriots out there. We know what they've been doing. And so we have to stand up, and we have to stand up together. And that's what this is about, people. It's like, what side do you want to be on? When you meet your maker, do you want to be told that you didn't do what you could have done and should have done? I mean, these people have totally not just robbed us, but they've done really evil things like poisoning the water and our food supply and the air. And, you know, it's just so, so wicked that most people don't want to even think about it. So if you don't want to take my word at it, then about it, then do your own homework. But just remember, what you see, you can't unsee. So a couple of episodes ago, I posted an image of regarding child sex trafficking, proof of it. You look at the URL on McAllister TV online, you can find it. You can watch it. I mean, it's real, people. And the idea that someone could hurt a child is bad enough, but that these little kids have been there so long, they don't even know who they are and where they're from. So how do you find homes for them? How do you put them back to their family? You know, some of them are, you know, not even able to speak anymore because they're so traumatized. So, you know, we as a society have to work on this. If you want to know more about what I call Operation Rainbow, where we make dreams come true and pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, you know, check out ourrescue.org and check out That's for Child Rescue.org. And there's going to be a lot of Hollywood stars out there talking about it and trying to make money off of it. And, oh, send money to me, and, you know, I'll make sure it gets to the right people and all that stuff. Be really careful who you give your money to. You know, I know that the Rawhide Ranch, you know, they've been doing this for 60 years, having kids camps. I know that they, you know, their heart's in it, that they're a Christian group and that they are doing wonderful things. So, you know, instead of giving it to some movie star who, you know, just wants to use her fame to line her own pocketbook or his own pocketbook, pocket wallet, give it to Rawhide Ranch. Okay, at least they'll be able to expand and hire more teachers and counselors. At least they might be able to have a facility set up to have children that have been damaged be healed. And that's one of the reasons why I'm hoping that Torben Sondergaard, the Danish guy who is the founder of The Last Reformation, can get involved, because he and Mario Murillo are seeing miracles. They're seeing healing going on. And, you know, that we could start healing ourselves, not just inside, but physically healing, where we could witness miracles and people would realize that, you know, God is the only way that this is going to get solved, and that we've got to repent and ask for forgiveness and say, you know, we did not know, Lord. Now we know. Help us. Tell us what we should do. And I don't want to keep going on about it, but it's every day I wake up thinking I've got to do more. And I'm so stymied because I've lost my following, and I didn't lose them because, you know, they left me. They were taken away. You know, like, can you imagine? I mean, it was bad enough, you know, when you are trying to get a job and you don't get chosen. Like, I would go to interviews and they'd realize that even though my name is a little unusual, my married name, that, you know, I was definitely not, you know, Hispanic. I'm a tall white woman with blue eyes. So, you know, I wouldn't even get past the second phase, just not even talking to me. They just would have me come in and you know, wouldn't even get an interview because I wasn't the, you know, what they were looking for. They wanted to have a native speaker. But I didn't know I would have to know Spanish in my own country. But B, to have other people deciding your life, that you can't get a job, that you're not chosen or you're not picked, or there's, you know, some smear campaign online about you, which was done to me, character assassination by really wicked, demented, paid-off people, which if you ever come near me, I will personally guarantee you, you won't be standing vertical very long. So you have other people deciding your fate, and you have other people deciding whether you get to have a job. But then on top of it, go through this recession with Obama, the worst economy since, well, now it's the worst than even Obama's economy. So we go through this recession, so people are losing their jobs, companies are folding up, and then we have 4 years of Trump trying to swim upstream, like climbing a mountain, trying to get things put back to rights and make it so that the country is working at least, you know, as best as possible, even though the cabal and the, you know, wickedness is still going on. Trump is rolling up the pedophile rings, and that's why they went after him, because he was taking away their billions in money that they make selling drugs and weapons and secrets and blackmail videos and kids and slaves and all that stuff. So all this stuff that's been going on with Epstein Island trial, you know, the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, they only are scraping the top. I mean, the people that were arrested, they say, you know, we're the worker bees, we're not the, you know, the queen bees. And so it's a systemic problem, but nobody wants to address it, because if you do, you get killed. So, you know, I can understand why people in Congress just pretend they don't know about it. Nobody wants to risk losing their own life, let alone their home and their overpaid jobs. So Congress doesn't do anything about it. And, you know, there are people like Mark Meadows who's trying to look into this whole pandemic and figure out, you know, who orchestrated it and who got paid and why were the hospitals incentivized to record COVID deaths and why weren't they using ivermectin and why did they put people on ventilators, which is a surefire way to kill someone? Like, you know, how did you have this whole breakdown in what used to be the best medical system in the world? Well, America used to also have the best education system in the world, and we're now like number 28 thanks to Obama and Biden and the illegitimate, ineligible Harris, who mother is from India and her dad's from Jamaica. She's not a natural-born citizen. She can't be president, and neither could Obama, but they are. She's a VP, and Obama was a president for 8 years. So, you know, a lot of people are just thinking, oh, it's so far gone, it's too late. We can fix this if we work together, and that means you've got to talk to those Democrats in your family. You've got to re-educate them. Use the links that I post or other people post. It's not my, I don't care. But we can fix this problem pretty darn quickly if we all just work together, and that's partly why I spend my time promoting other people. I try to help other people. I'm not saying, you know, give me your money or buy my products. I have products. I have things that I want to do, but I'm not asking for that because that's not what my focus is. My focus is on trying to promote the Time to Save America tours that is going. well, you know, they have the Oregon, they have the one in Myrtle Beach, they have one in Florida on May 7th, Skip-de-doo-dah. That's not an all-day thing. That's just a shorter one. And they have one in Huntington Beach that's been added. You have people joining the tour that are famous, you know, NBA stars, Christensen and Cash Patel has joined it. When I was younger, my sister's husband was always talking about Pai Patel, and I always wonder if it's a guy that he worked with at a chemical place. I always wonder if it's some relative. But Cash Patel is one of the key people who was involved in trying to investigate the smear campaign that was done on Trump, but also to figure out, to follow the money. He and Devin Nunes were looking into that, and they're good people. And Cash was, I think, chief of staff to the Secretary of Defense. And I think that's correct, what I just said. So, you know, really good people are trying to stand up. So I'm asking you to stand up with them. Okay. I didn't realize that you could play audio of other things while you're actually doing a show. And that's the other part that I wanted to mention to you, that if you end up doing a show, I will help you to get set up. But on top of it, it will be a good way that you could conduct a class. I have a platform set up on my website, blog.laurabella.com, but it's problematic because you could have really bad people come on there and be, you know, doing inappropriate activities, so to speak, on the video capabilities of the site. And, at least if you have it like on a platform like this, you could send documents back and forth through the chat. Like if you are dealing with someone who you're consulting with, like you want to show them a file or give them the compensation plan or whatever it is that you are sharing with them, but you're not having them go directly to your email because you don't know what is being sent to you. And it's a lot of, I don't know whether you're aware of it, but you know how you can write like type of word, like look at the document here and then highlight the word here and then insert a link. Well, a lot of bad people insert a link that goes to a bad spot, like an inappropriate website. And then, you know, you're looking at a link that goes to, say, child pornography. And so then, you know, you looked at child pornography. So I don't usually link things that way anymore because I found out through Alex Jones that he was being sent email that he didn't even open all the links on, but because in the links of the email he was sent where it like would say, for more information, click here, and then they highlight the word here, and they insert a link, and then the link would go to child pornography. So then that's how they can accuse him of looking at child pornography. So you see how these people are ruthless. They are without morals. They are totally devoid of character. Not they don't have the normal social mores that the rest of us were raised with. And, you know, when you think back about the founding of America, it was even, like there's a show on TV right now called Hell on Wheels that is taking place in the Old West, in the old pioneer days of America. Even though you would think it would be a much more moral place all that time, all those centuries ago, it was still a lot of wicked stuff going on and, you know, murders and prostitution and all that stuff that, you know, we see now, but, you know, it was such a hard life that people led when they came to America. It wasn't all, you know, cute little cottages and roses growing everywhere. I mean, Europe was already pretty much established, and this was like, you know, the wild, wild west. And so I am saying about the links, because be careful what you open in your email, because you don't know where it's coming from, and there's a lot of, you know, viruses and that kind of stuff. But it's part of the reason why I keep sticking with this blog talk platform, because at least you could have a conversation without necessarily having to, worry about just having it be a group chat, basically, like what Zoom is, where you have a chat room and people come in, and sometimes they do it that it's just that they can listen. Other times you can be actually interfacing and seeing each other. But I think this is still a good way of doing things. I'm gonna put take a break and be back in just a few minutes. Please stand by. I just need to get something so I can share it. Okay, so just one moment, please. Okay, I'm back. So let's see, getting back to trying to help parents. When parents go to these PTA meetings now, they have security at them usually, especially if they have had parents speaking up and being vocal. And that's to intimidate parents. The people who are on the school board, they usually are selected by the people that are in charge, the president of the college or the school. And so they don't want any outside interference. And it's not, you just look at it logically, they don't want anyone telling them what to do, but they also don't want anyone asking them why they are doing what they're doing. Like, I create a lot of wrath for myself when I spoke up about a La Raza riot on campus, and that they were pushing classes for illegal aliens. And I really have a problem with having illegal aliens in taking classes, but if they're there for free and the citizens are paying, that's not right. And if you have programs that are geared towards a certain population that are illegally in the country, that's not right. And if you have spaces being taken by illegal aliens and then overcrowded classrooms, whether it's in grammar school or high school or in college, that's not right. So, I just speak the truth, and it doesn't go down usually very well. And that's partly why I have you know, got in trouble. And, you know, I got in trouble. I came back in and I said, you know, why is this riot here? Why can't they just be happy to be here? And my very leftist boss, who had gone to Prince University on a fellowship, you know, said, I think you're a bigot and I'm going to make sure you lose your job. And sure enough, you know, 30 days later, I was out the door and I was about a month short of being there for a year, and I would have, you know, been through probation. So, you know, the idea that these scumbag leftist communist morons, you know, wrecked my life, wrecked my career path when I was trying to get back into the workforce after being at home with kids, still to this day really angers me. So it's very important that you don't have that happen to you. And I don't mean that you keep your mouth closed and you know, watch your P's and Q's. I'm saying you come up with a plan B, and that's what I keep advocating and talking about. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what Pastor Shane Vaughn is talking about. He was at the event I went to on the 11th of March, Reawaken America event in San Marcos, California, which is north of San Diego. And his website is totosarmyofpatriots.com. And we are an army. We're supposed to be God's army here on earth. And, you know, that's what the Salvation Army is about. You know, they try to save souls and help people. I mean, what a concept. And, you know, there are people in our community that are hurting, but, you know, a pastor of a church can't be everywhere, or a rabbi of a temple, or whatever. I mean, they can't see everything. So it's up to us to say, hey, I can see that this person is really down on their luck. I think she's living in her car. You know, what can we do to help as a congregation? You know, so that's, you know, we're supposed to be an occupying army. In the book of Acts, it says to occupy like an army until I return, is what Jesus instructed us to do. And that's a serious commitment, you know, to be like an army where you are in charge and you set the rules and you don't put up with crap and you don't let, you know, kids be grabbed on a playground and pulled off. You know, like I'll give you another example of how I always seem to get myself in trouble. When I came to California, my kids started grammar school. The whole back of the school campus, the grammar school, backed up to a public park, and then that public park backed up to a main road. And I thought it was like very obvious that at least a cyclone fence, semi-permanent barrier had to be put up between the school playground and the public park and the main road that connected on the other side. Like, to me, it was like a no-brainer. And then as a VP of fundraising, you know, I just said, look, you know, if you're not going to allocate the money to do it, we'll have to raise money. So the idea that parents are being told to, you know, pay for pencils and paper because these administrators in schools can't balance their budgets and they want to pay themselves $150,000 a year to push paper around on a desktop and let boys go into girls' bathrooms. I mean, we've got to disengage from their system because it's really horrible. So anyway, I said about putting up this removable fence that would add a visual as well as a pretty good barrier between some pervert coming up through the public park onto the playground and grabbing a kid. I mean, I didn't think it would be even up for the debate. Immediately, the leftists in the community had me, you know, assaulted me, saying, you know, verbally that I was a bigot and, you know, what's wrong with you and, you know, you're paranoid. And all. I mean, this is in 1998 or 1999 maybe. I mean, come on. I mean, can we agree that children's safety is, you know, should not be something you'd want to risk? The leftists don't want to, you know, they want to make it easier for kids to get hurt or kidnapped, apparently. Okay, so with Pastor Toto, he just called himself that because he wrote a book with Wizard of Oz as the characters in the book. It's a kid's book. But what he's talking about, I think, is pretty exciting. We're opening a beautiful group home for our property called Toto's Landing that will be a home of hope for those struggling with addiction. We have bought the land and the building debt-free. We cannot open this home until we can finish the plumbing, electrical work, and moving the 4,200-square-foot building to the land. We are still 30,000 short. If God should lay it on your heart to help, all of our donation platforms are on the back of this publication. And so he is sharing what he's trying to do to not just be a place that, you know, turns away people that are struggling, but actually tries to help. And he's the same guy that has the idea about the Patriots Buying Club, which also helps to fund conservative colleges, or maybe it's just more than one college, because if the conservative colleges go away, then more people like Obama will be pumped out into our society, more people like Antifa, more people like MS-13, you know, killers that, you know, leave bodies in the desert near California's border with their faces skinned off and their fingertips gone so they can't be identified. I mean, this is a demonic thing that's going on, people. It's not just conspiracy talk. It's real. Go talk to your local sheriff or your local police force, and they'll tell you what's going down. So I'll just read briefly from his flyer. His site had 10 million views in 3 days, and that's how a viral video changed his life. All right, this is Pastor Vaughn speaking. Like so many of my fellow citizens, in my mind, America was forever. There was no need for alarm. The perfect balance of the American life would always last, and apple pie would always be on an American table. Only the conspiratorial citizens thought otherwise. We were safe, our way of life was safe, our Constitution was secure, and then came Donald Trump. For the first time in my life, I saw what I didn't want to see, the truth. America, the shining city on the hill, was losing her light. The light of the Republic was dimming more and more every day on our watch, and no one cared. So it seemed the booming voice of awakening came through the lips of an imperfect man, President Trump, which, you know, as I said, Trump is not a perfect man, but he's the perfect leader for this time. And there'll be many more like him following in his footsteps. But he is, you know, clawing up the hill, and he needs our prayers because he has the whole shadow government, the media, the stupid people, and the leftist communists against him. So Pastor Shane continues, for me, life would never be the same. I would know my calling. I would hear the echoes of patriots who came before me shedding their blood on fields of golden grain. It was then that I had to decide if I would just be an American of birth or an American of worth. So he goes on to say, no one in America had taught the significance of January 6th before our video, and Americans thanked me for this knowledge by becoming my friends and supporters and giving me a platform that most could only dream of, reaching hundreds of thousands each week across America. So I guess the easiest thing to do is just ask you to go to totosarmyofpatriots.com, and you know, Toto as in the Wizard of Oz, Dorothy's dog Toto. That's the character in his book, America 101. But he goes on to say, thanks to President Trump, you can make it to a religious institution without it being a 501c3, and your gift will still be tax deductible. All donations are given to our local church, First Harvest Ministries. So maybe that's what I'll end up doing. I'll just, you know, make myself a church, and that way I can collect donations, and then I can give them to the fund for scholarships for rescued kids. I mean, I just definitely don't want to have a government breathing down my neck. I mean, we just paid our income taxes, and I feel like, you know, I should get a rebate. But anyway, I mean, because the country's falling apart, the schools aren't good, the communities aren't safe. We have been shut down for 2 years in California, and, you know, you're paying taxes for what? So anyway, on the flyer that I have, you know, he has his PayPal and buying club and social media accounts, the QRC codes and that kind of stuff. But his slogan is Restoring the Republic, One Awakened Patriot at a Time. And, you know, that's the other part of this. I think I mentioned in one of the episodes when I did the review of the event I went to, the Reawaken America tour, so many great people there, so fun, such a good feeling. You know, it's so wonderful to see the turnout. But there's got to be more young people there. And, of course, I was there on a Friday, so a lot of kids were, you know, in school and busy. But it also went on Saturday. But that's the whole, you know, like a secret sauce that we need. We need to have the, no, brainstorm, you know, like Jesus said, come, let us reason together. We got to brainstorm on how to fix this problem and how to get kids to come to it, and youth and teenagers and college kids. And that's why the location of the event was so good, because it's kind of 20 miles from all the other bigger cities or bigger towns, close enough to San Diego and the airport, and right near a college campus, Cal State San Marcos. So the location for that event was ideal, and they had space, and it was very well organized. But, you know, look around your own neighborhood. You know, don't be waiting for someone to do this, and that you, you know, somehow you hear about it, because they're not able to advertise on TV or on even radio, I don't think. So that's what I'm trying to do, is, you know, get the word out. You can say, oh, look, you know, that gym that used to be there, they went out of business. Hey, why don't we find out who owns it? We'll rent it, and then we can have our own Time to Save America event here, and we can do a workshop, and we can, you know, be teaching what Clay Clark is teaching with his Thrive Time show, and his workshops that he's conducting that get very good attendance. You know, geared towards entrepreneurs, but it's also about, you know, you don't reinvent the wheel. You share what you know and what works, and you help to jumpstart people's ideas and what they want to do. I mean, there's a lot of people who, you know, who are quite capable of being great bosses and great employees, and they keep getting, you know, bogged down with losing their job and then getting in debt and then trying to have a second job that you have to pay off. You know, it's just like a vicious cycle. That's not what God wants for us, okay? I mean, I think you know how I feel about that subject. So so in your own area, in your own neighborhood, whether you're in, you know, Timbuktu or Nebraska or, you know, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, wherever you are, look around and then say, oh, we can do this here. Contact Clay Clark if you feel like you need his guidance and help. You know, you're perfectly capable of doing these kind of things. I would suggest you get event insurance so it protects you. Protects you if you get someone who gets hurt. But that's why the churches are a good place to use if you can, to get them involved, because they already are paying for their facility and their insurance and their electric and their water and all that. It's already, you know, it's already, they have that expense. So they'll be a perfect candidate to get partnered with. And there is, you know, it doesn't have to be that it's you go into the hole financially. It could be that you actually, you know, break even or make some money. So there's nothing wrong with making money. This is a capitalist world. But when you get others, good people involved, and you get God involved, things happen. And as I mentioned, you know, while I was busy trying to do things myself and trying to like, why, you know, what you're giving me this to do, God, I don't know how I'm supposed to do this. It's too much. You know, how can I handle this? Other people stood up and started doing stuff, like Mike Lindell with his Lindell Recovery Network, like Clay Clark with his classes and workshops for entrepreneurs, like Brick and Barn with hosting businesses and workshops and pet adoptions, like the people who are looking into, I think it's some kind of a, I think it's kind of like a buyer's club, Patriots buying club, like Pastor Vaughn is talking about. And now Scott McKay is talking about buying natural products that are chemical free and then putting your money towards them instead of towards buying your stuff at, you know, Target, Walmart. I say I'm all for that as long as it's, you know, still reasonably priced and, you know, you don't have to have a purchase amount every month, because that can be hard. If you, in order to qualify to be in the program or whatever, you have to commit to buying $150 worth of stuff every month, which is kind of like what Herbal Life and Melaleuca, doTERRA, you know, is like. That becomes a problem because sometimes you have to, you know, you have unexpected expense and you don't have the extra money to spend it on products that you haven't even used up yet. So, yeah, if you are buying soap powder and dish detergent and cleaning products and, you know, toiletries and personal care items, and you buy it from a company that's helping to fund conservative colleges and also that you can shop at discount and also you can tell others about and you get a referral fee, hey, that's a great plan. I'm all for it. I have a compensation plan that I am aware of through a company that I think is a great one. It's a win-win solution. But I have been having trouble figuring out how to do it when I don't have my followers anymore. And, you know, I'm not asking anyone to follow me because I don't want you to get banned as well. So I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I keep, you know, hoping that this is a way of, you know, making my life better. I mean, I would like to feel like I'm not spinning my wheels and that I'm able to raise money to fund the rescue kids and that I could have that as my legacy, that I could, you know, be proud about, that I made a difference in some child's life. But in the meantime, keep giving it to Rawhide Ranch because I know they're trying hard to get not only the kids that can't afford to go to the camp, but to also be able to help kids that can't afford to go to camp, you know, what I call in-need kids. But more importantly, these kids that have been rescued, they need to have a chance to be with animals and to have a normal life and not have their lives ruined more than they already have been. So maybe that's the next step for me, is declare myself at church and take donations. I don't know. I mean, Eric Trump raises money for St. Jude's, which they take all kids, no matter what their circumstances financially are. And, he raises millions for St. Jude's, and he takes very little in administration costs, unlike Hillary Clinton, who, you know, and Bill Gates, who have foundations set up as money laundering facilities. Yeah, I said it. Come after me, you evil pieces of crap. Ugh. I'm so tired that the worst people in the world are in charge instead of the best. I mean, we deserve better as a race, as a human race, to be ruled by righteous and good people and not these evil, demented, demonic, abusive people. Okay, I'm going to get off. I'm going to tell you what I always say, which is to be brave, be bold, and we'll all be free. Let's work together. I'm going to be putting some links on this show so you can easily find what I'm talking about. Give me a few minutes to do that. I'm hoping that this actually worked today and that it's not, you know, garbled like usual. And please pray for Rembrandt. His eye is healed. I think he's a bit better, but we won't know until we go to the doctor. And we're waiting for the specialist, for the eye doctor. So anyway, please pray for Rembrandt the Collie. And God bless you, and share this with other people. Don't follow, just share it, okay? That way you can't be banned or harassed like I have been. All right, God bless you. Bye-bye.